Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kelly in Vegas last week on the show. She's with us every Friday morning, 11 a.m. Eastern, to go over her favorite college plays. Find her on social at Kelly in Vegas. And Kelly, I'm just taking a wild stab at it. I'm guessing that you are not with Sam. Let's not find the eighth favorite on the board in Survivor in week number four on San Francisco. What are you doing? It's a Bills conversation. That's where it starts. You're either on Bills or you're not. And you're going to zig while everybody's zagging. What are you doing?
Sam, no wonder you're not still alive. Like, listen, I get it. The last couple of seasons, 2023, I think, was pretty bad. Last year, first couple of weeks, worst we've ever seen, basically, since we started paying attention to Survivor pools. But, like, sometimes we're just getting a little too creative. When there's almost a layup, if you will, on the board. And last week, the Bills were my layup. I know a lot of people wanted to save them for this week, and I don't blame them. They're massive favorites over the Saints. Is this a game that Sean McDermott could lose? Have we seen him lose games like this before? Nah, not exactly. I've heard that narrative going around a little bit. I'm going to take the Lions here. I was on the Browns last week, plus the points. I said, Packers, backers, beware. I think we lost almost 3,000 people in the Survivor pools out there in Vegas because they, you know, tried to get too cute when there was an easy option on the board. If you have the Bills available and you're not taking the Bills, I think you're crazy.
I do not get cute for some reason in many losers, though. I see the ball very well. I have had no real sweats in many losers. And in week four, this is the reverse Survivor pool that Kelly's running, for those that don't know. For week four, I have Cleveland. Not overthinking it. Easy. In Survivor, though, I want to take a small favorite or a dog. I don't know why. It's just the way I am.
Why? We've seen these 4.5-point favorites or greater just win football games. They just win football games. Look at all the people that took the Falcons last week. A divisional game on the road. For why were you trying to get cute? I don't understand it. This week, you acceptable answers are the Bills, the Lions, even the Texans, an 0-3 team. At least they are, even though they're in a divisional spot here, at least they are over a touchdown favorite. You guys, we are spending way too much time trying to zig when these upsets just aren't really coming. Again, we had a couple last week. Maybe the Bucs could have lost. There's some argument there. But really, overall, these guys trying to get too cute are the ones getting eliminated this year.
But those upsets last week... Jesus. Of course, a one-point spread. You could see those upsets. I know people were walking around shocked. You talked about it in all the content you were doing. We talked about it here. All the sharp money was lining up all week on Cleveland. All week. Oh, my God, I can't believe the Packers lost. What, you think they were going to play lights out every single game? No, you could see that coming. And then the Falcons, great on Sunday Night Football. How could they lose? Because that's how the NFL works.
That was the worst part. Not only did they lose, they got shut out. It was bad. I mean, that I would argue is probably one of the worst Survivor picks I've ever seen. And I've had a couple of stinkers myself.
It's okay. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. You'll survive. So do you know your worth yet this weekend? Are you committed yet, or have you not decided?
In the Westgate 5K, I've convinced my partners we're not going to go as aggressive. There's no reason to. It's a small pool. There's less than 90 people left in it. All we have to do is just keep advancing. I've got it mapped out a little differently than I do with Circa, because Circa, you have to save teams for Thanksgiving, for Christmas, right? And we know Detroit is one of those teams. So we're going to use Texans and Circa. We're going to use Detroit in the 5K, and I'm going to go heavier Detroit in all of my splash pools. I'm going to say 2/3 Detroit, the rest on the Texans.
All right. That makes sense. What about college football? Let's roll through some of these games that you like. We've got five from you, and let's start with Kentucky at South Carolina. We're between 5.5 and 6, South Carolina, the home favorite.
Yeah, I waited a little too long on this one. Took 5.5, and then, of course, now it's getting bet back up. But if you guys have been paying attention to me on this program, I bet against South Carolina. This will be my third time this season. And if you notice the trend, it's when they are a favorite. I think they're a false favorite once again here, guys. Mike Shula, we talked about him prior to that Vandy game. This Gamecocks offense has not scored more than 20 points dating back to the bowl game that they lost outright. 110 in offensive success rate, 123 in EPA per rush attempt. Their third down distance is the worst in the country, 9.41 yards. If it wasn't for Lenora Sellers running for his absolute life, they would never complete a third down. It is absolutely mind-boggling that people want to lay points with this Gamecocks team. I understand the Wildcats offense isn't necessarily anything to write home about, but I like their defense. I think they go into Columbia and get the win.
I have a quote from a Vegas bookmaker on Indiana, Iowa. Here it is. They're betting Indiana like they know the final score. Your thoughts?
Of course they do. We all just watched it. What did we see? We saw Indiana. I think it opened maybe 1.5. Maybe that was in the summer. But regardless, it hit 6. And I told my partners, even in the contest where we had a 4.5, I go, you guys, we really cannot be laying these awful lines. Now, albeit it could have been stale by the time it closed. That being said, it was never in doubt. If you laid 55, you, in fact, covered with Indiana last week. And when you see those crazy final scores, people tend to overreact. By the way, Kirk Cignetti's team, 192-19. That's what he's outscored his opponents all season long. And if you like totals, those three games all went over the respective totals by almost 16 points per game. Now, I know this seems terrifying and nobody should want to step in front of this freight train, but it's the first road game for the Hoosiers, and this Hawkeyes defense is good. They frustrated me there a few weeks ago when we took them versus Iowa State. I hope all of you guys had 3.5. I got stuck with the push, but that defense, 14.5 points per game, just 233.5 yards in the air. And you have to go all the way back, guys, to 2022 versus Michigan to find a time where Iowa was this big of a dog at home. I can't pass up this betting opportunity.
We've talked a lot about Illinois, the loser in that game that you were just referencing. Now they're home. They're going against USC. This secondary is healthier, not as healthy as they'd like, but certainly better situation than they saw against Indiana. They're getting 7 points at home against USC. What do you think?
Yeah, same thought process, guys. Let's not take into account what we just saw last, right? That is a one-game sample size. I do think they are going to respond well. I think Brett Bielema is a good coach. I just wish he would run the football against USC, and maybe he can actually win this football game. Lincoln Riley talked about it. Pacific time zone, 9 a.m. body clock. I think that this is not a good spot for them. USC 1-13 against the spread when not in the Pacific time zone. Their last 14 trips away from the West Coast. And not only that, it's a historically awful spot for Lincoln Riley and his teams. 2-8 against the spread in their last 10 road conference games. 0-6 as a favorite of more than 5 points. I think that Illini can win this game at home. I believe it's homecoming as well. Not that you can put too much stock into it, but you'd like to think Illinois has a bounce back spot here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Anything else in college that you like?
So there were two other games that narrowly missed my card. Because, right, what I'm doing early in the week is I'm trying to find dogs who have a shot to win outright. And I'm looking at scheduling spots. I'm looking at injuries. I'm saying, okay, what did we see last week? And so Auburn kind of checked that box for me initially. I thought, okay, Auburn lost in that horrific fashion. Kudos to everybody who had Oklahoma. You know, same thing of me having the Eagles on Sunday. Exact same result. Just be happy with your win and cover. But Auburn having the second back-to-back road game kind of is what's kept me off of them. I'll be very frank. I am not buying into this A&M offense. Playing a bunch of cupcakes in a Swiss cheese Notre Dame defense isn't enough for me. Come Saturday, I might end up getting to the window with them, but that back-to-back road game kind of had me looking, going, what am I missing here? I need to watch this one a little bit closer. And the other one is Arizona over Iowa State. I like this Arizona team, especially coming out of their bye. They've covered four straight over the last four seasons. And guess what? Matt Campbell's squad is done coming off a bye. Just 1-3 against the spread. I know Matt Campbell getting lots of praise, lots of people talking maybe he's going to get a better head coaching job here soon. But I'm not sure I'm buying the hype. Remember that K-State win all the way back? Week one of Dublin does not look so good now. And outside of that, who have they really played? I think this is going to be a very tight Big 12 matchup. I think it could come down to the wire. I did play Arizona in all of my college football contests. Probably will end up getting to the window with them come Sunday. Saturday, all right, excuse me.
With Kelly in Vegas here, this is Bet Sweats here on the BetMGM Network. So you have a lot of media commitments that you do every single week. And when talking college football, they probably start with two games. And I noticed neither of them on your card. Were you close on Oregon, Penn State, or Bama, Georgia?
So actually both. I played both in my college football contest, guys. I thought, you know what? Usually I don't want to talk about these big games. Why? Because there's not a lot of value to be had. The argument is these lines are going to be tight because the books know they're going to take a ton of action. I think the reality here is with Penn State, the whole world saying James Franklin can't win the big one, 1-18 straight up versus top five opponents. Also, let's not forget these two met in the Big Ten championship last year. Oregon won and covered 45-37. But I am not sold that this Oregon team is as good as they look on paper. Sure, they've outscored their opponents 203-37. But Penn State, I think, purposely scheduled that early bye week. I think James Franklin's going to have his team ready. And I personally believe wide out, Beaver Stadium is worth 6 points to the betting line. So I thought that one felt a little short. As far as Bama, Georgia goes, I always like betting on Bama during the regular season versus Georgia. It just kind of seems like that's the spot where Georgia's getting a little overvalued. Bama's not getting enough love. Bama, what did we say? Oh, FSU game, fire Kalen DeBoer, wheels are falling off. He's not an SEC coach. I think everybody's got to calm down here just a little bit. I made this game 1.5, so Alabama 3 was kind of interesting here. Again, I didn't get to the window with this team, but I had some partners in a couple of my other college football contests that said, hey, I like Bama. I said, all right, let's throw them in the pick 7. I think that's a good spot to use them. That'll give me a little action on the game where I might not want to get there with my hard-earned money.
I got Bama winning the game outright. Maybe I can convince you. Maybe I can.
Yeah, maybe to send me a text Saturday and you go, okay, Kelly, you're 1-2 to start the day. You sure you don't want to get involved in a little Bama action with me?
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to send you a picture Saturday of college game day, all of them picking Georgia. And that will get you there.
And that's probably going to be enough to just say, okay.
They're going to take Georgia, Oregon, aren't they?
Yes,
of
course.
And we're on the opposite. Yeah. Yeah. They're going to flip.
Here's what I told Joe, Kelly. There's no way in hell I am betting against Penn State with Dave Sharapin pulling the strings from above. There's no chance.
That's a really good point. John Murray sent me their needs last night. He said Penn State will be a big need come kickoff for them. I am not surprised in the slightest that the public's going to be all over Oregon. Their most lopsided game, and one game that I almost got to the window with, is Washington. I thought about taking the points with Washington. Ohio State obviously traveling all the way out west, and a spot where it looks like a lot of points. Again, I ultimately didn't end up getting to the window with this Washington team. And I think this should be one of those bigger matchups, but because Oregon, Penn State, Alabama are, you know, front and center, this one's not getting as much love. But I wouldn't be surprised to see Washington keep that one close.
Kelly, we've got about a minute left. I was very surprised by one of your two NFL picks that you wanted to throw out there. And I'm talking about the Indianapolis squad. What's your thinking behind the Colts and then your Bears-Raiders pick?
All jokes aside, every year I say that a team's going to be good and then they're good the next year. And that was what I did with the Colts last year. I said, oh, the Colts are going to be great. Love me some AR-15. Everything's going to be wonderful. Shane Steichen, great head coach, running game. All right, so I was a year behind. And now they have a new quarterback, and his name is Daniel Jones, a guy who I think has a lot to prove here. You've got this Rams team returning home after back-to-back road games played on the East Coast. And my biggest question is, how do they respond to that Philadelphia loss? That was absolutely wild. I do think playing the Titans and Dolphins certainly helps the Colts record, the Colts data subset, but they're still number two in EPA per play, number two in success rate, number one in passing success rate. This is a world where I think Indiana is still very underrated. I would not be shocked to see them go into LA and get the win outright.
All right, and the Raiders, Sam's with you on the Raiders side. So
hold your nose. Plug your nose. Just remember, last week it was 14-14, Dallas-Chicago, before the wheels started to fall off. Everybody's saying Caleb Williams is the guy in Chicago. What's the worst that can happen? Geno Smith throws three interceptions and we lose this football game, and none of us are going to be shocked in the slightest. I think Geno's kind of cleaned up some of his woes. But let's forget, last week, Geno Smith, 1929, 289 yards, three touchdown passes.
Yep, he could repeat that against a decimated Bears secondary. Thank you, Kelly. Best of luck this weekend. We will talk next Friday. Two-minute drill on the other side. This is Bet Sweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.